Well, it all began in 1994 with a play called The Vagina Monologues that addressed women's sexuality and the social stigma surrounding rape and abuse. The playwright, Eve Ensler, understood the play's potential as a social tool, so in 1998 she founded V-Day. Every February, she allows performances of the play to be produced around the world. The benefits from these performances fund local groups and programs that work to end violence against women and girls. Since then, V-Day has gone on to stage large-scale benefits and produce innovative gatherings, films, and campaigns to educate and change social attitude towards violence against women. This weekend, UMKC is hosting its V-Day events, including one of those innovative gatherings, a workshop for men only that takes place this evening at 5 at the Women's Center on the campus of UMKC. And here to explain the focus of the workshop and why it is for men only is Rodney Smith. He's Associate Director of Academic Support and Mentoring at UMKC. Nice to have you, Rodney. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you lead this gathering. How many years has this workshop been held, and what's it all about?
Well, for me, I've been involved for the past 3 years. I think they've been doing it for quite some time, but I've been involved intimately for the past 3 years.
And it's for men only, which sounds very intriguing. It's for men only. Why?
Well, first of all, it's an invitation, not necessarily an indictment, if you will, for these young men to perhaps come and open up about perhaps their personal dealings with issues of violence on campus and things of that nature.
Is it just for young men, for college students?
For college students.
Mm-hmm.
For college students. Because, of course, you know that, you know, unfortunately, it is a taboo issue, but it is something that I think we should address because it happens on our college campuses around the
country. And is the workshop aimed at college students who have had previous issues with violence against women, or is it for anybody?
For anybody. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily guys who have, you know, knowingly participated in violence against women. But if that were to come up, of course, we are there to help them deal with those issues. But for men only, you know, we think that – I think that – the thinking behind that is that men will be more likely to share those kinds of information with other men.
You know, it seems like there's been this huge shift in our culture the last few months even, where all this new attention is being paid to this issue. You know, Senator Claire McCaskill in Missouri brought put the spotlight on it. Now we're seeing public service ads by very prominent athletes. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's appropriate that we have this conversation because you're right. We do see it more often. Unfortunately, we've had it with the NFL recently, I think, in a major way with, unfortunately, Ray Rice in the issue that he was confronted with his now wife. And so I think a big approach for us, Steve, has been trying to address some of the root causes. This notion that, you know, it's almost acceptable for men to be violent, you know, almost. It's something that I think starts in our youth that is socially acceptable, even for us to show emotions that, you know, there are a few emotions that men are so-called, quote unquote, allowed to express. And anger is definitely one of them.
How do you get at that in your workshops, Rodney?
Well, we try to address it. We try to, first of all, acknowledge that these kinds of thoughts and behaviors exist and try to challenge those attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that, you know, we do have more than just one or two emotions. You know, we're allowed to be happy. We're allowed to be sad, perhaps. We're allowed to be angry. We're not necessarily allowed to, you know, say things like, oh, you hurt my feelings, or I'm upset about that, or you said something that, you know, is causing me to be upset. You know, so we try to address those kinds of things to attack them at the root cause and for young men to understand that, you know, it's okay for you to have emotions other than anger or just, you know, being happy or being sad, but you know, you have other emotions too.
Do you feel this new awareness it's at least being pushed throughout society? Is it permeating the campus at UMKC? Are you sensing a new attitude?
I hope so. I hope so, Steve.
That didn't sound exactly definitive there, Rodney.
Well, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. I would say yes. Because, you know, like I said, we've been doing this. I've been intimately involved for the past 3 years. The Women's Center has been hosting V-Day and the V-Men celebration for some time now. I think that we've had participation. We've had young men to come and share and hang out with us and be involved in that way. Yeah.
How big of a struggle is it for folks like you to go out and corral participants for meetings like this? And I'm just sort of wondering, you know, a lot of times you always hear that the folks who need this kind of education are the folks least likely to sign up for a class like this.
Yeah. Well, I think the Women's Center partnered with me specifically because I am the campus advisor for a men's organization on campus. Well, two men's organizations, in fact, I'm the advisor for. And they knew that I had a captive audience with these young men, and so it would be perhaps a natural segue for me to have the conversation with them. Not that we were targeting them as potential, you know, offenders, if you will, but we had a captive audience. And so I'm the advisor for the Men of Color Campus Initiative, which is an initiative that we started about 3 years ago on campus to enhance student life and learning with a specific emphasis on male students of color on our campus.
Well, how do you introduce a topic, you know, to begin with, and where do you start the conversation when it comes to violence against women?
Well, we start with asking them a few questions about their own experiences, you know, just broad questions about, can you remember perhaps your first encounter with violence in general, not just domestic violence, but violence in general? Because, I mean, I think we'd be lying to ourselves if we said that there's not a strand of violence in American society. Mm-hmm. I mean, we go to the movie theaters. The good movies are, you know, the action films with a lot of violence. And so we have to, I think, approach it from a broad perspective and then get a little more intimate.
And how do you define violence against women to them? And is it strictly in physical terms?
No, it's not. It could be emotional abuse. It could be verbal abuse, all of those kinds of things. And unfortunately, it starts sometimes a little early in our students' lives. It could be high school and all those kinds of things.
Where they act out in this way you're talking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we try to get them to think back on perhaps violence, or if you've seen violence in your family, if you've seen violence from friends, neighbors, anything of that nature, to then get them to try to take a bit of ownership that, okay, if you were to see encounter or participate in a violent act, do you intervene? How do you intervene? And all those kinds of things.
How often do you come across young men who just really aren't aware that certain actions, even verbal, violent, you know, words directed at women would be seen by so many folks as being out of line, where they see it as just sort of a routine? Do you get to really re-educate some of these young men?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have to re-educate ourselves because there again, I think we'd be lying to ourselves if, you know, you and I did not admit to the fact that as males in our society, we do have some privileges that perhaps our female counterparts do not have. And we have to address those and talk about those privileges. Say, for instance, you know, we may do this, but I know our female counterparts are always thinking about it when I go to my car at night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not something that I'm always thinking about, that I need to check the back seat of my car, or I have to look around, or I have to get someone to walk me to my car. Mm-hmm. But our female counterparts will have to think about those things in order to ensure their safety.
I was really struck by this phrase in one of the goals you have for the workshop, which is to ease the participants into examining their own experiences. You want to ease them into it. What do you mean by that?
Well, because it is a taboo subject, and it's something that can be hidden away, mm-hmm. where people are not, you know, they don't voluntarily speak about this in a natural way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a taboo subject. It's a taboo issue. And so we have to ensure that they're in a safe environment, you know, safe in I think, in two ways, but primarily safe emotionally, that they could share those kinds of things and get the kind of help and not be, like I said earlier, not be indicted, but be helped. And then also not necessarily that all of them would have had encounters with domestic violence or violence against women or anything like that, but perhaps witness to it or just want to be a part of the voice to address it, because we cannot fool ourselves that it's only a woman's issue. It's a human issue. And we share this world with our female counterparts, and we should, you know, take on some of the burden as well.
And just to clarify, this workshop tonight is aimed at young college men.
Absolutely.
Okay. Rodney Smith is Associate Director of Academic Support and Mentoring at UMKC. He'll lead the V-Men's workshop at 5 this evening in room 105 Hague Hall. That's at 5120 Rock Hill Road. Rodney, nice to have you. Thanks for taking some time, and good luck tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Steve.